I'm sorry, but I got everything still off everything. I'm gonna put it together. Today we do have a special guest, and I do appreciate her for allowing us to record her and take the time out.
And my makeup ain't done.
So yes, this is a last minute type of thing of video recording, just as well as voice recording. So please forgive us, because I did bombard her on some late stuff. But I do appreciate her for allowing me to, do this interview today and to be my very first guest on my very first episode of No Salt. So this is very much appreciated. But
you're welcome.
Yeah. So we're here with the beautiful Miss Christina Hudson from Simply Irresistible. Woo! Yes, let's get it. Yes, I'm just so excited for today. So, I want to say thank you for joining us, and we're actually doing this interview today from Kentucky, you guys. Georgetown, Kentucky. This is even better for us. So, let's get into it. And congratulations on graduating from, what is the school exactly?
Paul Mitchell, the school, Lexington.
Yes! There we go! That's awesome! Congratulations! And what exactly did you graduate from Paul Mitchell? Like, what is that?
Completed my 1500 hours required for the state of Kentucky to get my cosmetology license, and next is going to obtain my cosmetology license, so that not only will I be able to do my wigs and stuff under my business name at Smile Salon, I can work on with my clients. Oh. I can do hands-on.
See, that's even better. Look at you. Let's get it.
Period.
So tell me, how did a girl from Philly end up in Kentucky?
Okay. My man. I mean, what else I'm supposed to say? I got here because my man, child.
Okay.
We moved here in 2016. I was 7-8 months pregnant with my daughter. I want to say 7 months because that was September. So, September of 2016, we moved to Kentucky. I already knew I wasn't going to be no stay-at-home mom. I don't do shit like that. I like to make my own ends.
It's just me.
I refuse to ever love a man. It's just not in my category. But for the most part, I like it. It is what it is, you know. Everywhere you go, you're gonna deal with racism. Everywhere you're gonna go, you're gonna deal with that hating as manager and shit like that at jobs.
For sure.
For the most part, that ain't what I came out here for. I already said, like, I worked in a hospital, very racist hospital, and sadly it's one of the considered top rated hospitals, and they don't understand how terrible the hospital is. But you know, we won't go into details about that. We don't need nobody lawsuits. But for the most part, I don't know. I like what we are in Georgetown. It's quiet. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you enjoy what you're going to enjoy. And my children like it here. I had two kids that were born here. My oldest daughter was born in Philadelphia. You know, so I feel like, to me, you can just make what you want to make out of where you live. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Alright, so what made you, or what inspired you to really start Simply Irresistible?
So, for one, I always knew I was going to create a generation, build a business to create generational wealth for my entire family. Sisters, nieces, nephews, all that including my own children. Mm-hmm. The movie came out in the 90s with Sarah Michelle Gellar. It's called Simply Irresistible. Because it's my favorite freaking movie. So, the movie, if you have never seen this movie, and unless you were like, growing up in that era, you probably didn't see it. So, the movie, she owned a restaurant, and she ended up going to, like, a farmer's market and ended up about to buy a crab to cook, and then she ended up just not cooking a crab. The crab kind of, like, was basically, like, giving her, like, good juju. Like, so, whenever she would cook, if she sad, and her, the guests, the clients, the customers, whatever you want to call them, would eat the food, they would become sad instantly. If she got angry while she was cooking, the guests would become angry. When she was in love, all of her guests was in this dreamy love feeling. So, I loved that the whole everything about the movie. Because, you know what? I'm that kind of person. So, if you're having a bad day when you come around me, and I'm in a great spirit, which is usually, even if I'm not in a good spirit, you wouldn't know. Because I always make sure that I just want to give off that positive energy. Because I'm an energy person. I know energy. If the vibe is off, the vibe is off. And there's no way you can unvibe that vibe. That's just the kind of person I am. So,
for sure.
If you give me cold energy, I just know that you're not the energy I want around me. And I'm not the kind of person. I don't force or pretend to force myself to be around people who honestly just don't have the energy I want around me. Like, you know, when you're growing up and you got to be around a negative family member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't force my kids around that shit. I refuse to be around that, and that's just the kind of person I am. Like, so the energy is off, the aura is off. Even when I'm giving you all of my sweetness, and you're still off, baby, you're just an off person. So I don't need you in my. Mm-hmm. I don't need you in my. Mm-hmm. Beyond my arms left. I don't need you within a 10 foot perimeter. Like, yeah. I'm gonna need you away from me because, baby, you ain't what I need around me. Exactly.
Me. I can't deal with
exactly.
That. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it's been.
Exactly.
So, was your family and friends very supportive when you came to them about you starting your brand?
Absolutely. Listen, one thing I can say about having sisters and a mother, just family and friends, like, everybody knows me, know I always wanted to be something. I always want to be destined. To me, whatever I do, they know it'll be reflected on them also, because when I grow, we all grow. Mm-hmm. When I glow, we all glow. That's just the kind of person I am. My circle is very tight. My family that I'm very close with, which is my sisters, my cousins, you know, we call each other sisters. So my sisters, my parents, my children, my friends aren't called friends. They're called my cousins. So my family, we're a great family. We know we all work, but we all support each other. We all do what we gotta do. So for the most part, it's like, you're gonna get what you get out of it. Okay,
I'm getting a little hot. It's that tea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about the pandemic. So when the pandemic hit, how did it affect your business?
It actually affected it in a good way and a bad way, like majority of businesses. For me, I refused to take the PPP, even with all that forgivable loan. I didn't want to put my I didn't want to take a chance, and I just didn't want to chance that. So I kept going hard. I kept doing what I had to do. It gave me a lot of opportunity to do more photo shoots, to do more stuff that I wanted to do. I actually, you know, we went through a very really trying time during this pandemic. My mother became ill, not from COVID, actually PTSD, and people don't realize the effects of depression and stress and all that. And this took a toll on my mom. All this COVID stuff, her not being able to go to work, all this stuff. She wasn't considered essential. All this took effect on my mom. Then we had another family trauma. So we just know for sure, like, it just was like, it triggered something in my mom. And it caused serious, severe PTSD to the point where our mother is still in a nursing home. So honestly, having to finish school, I was considered an essential worker, and I was like, well, y'all don't even really have me working. Y'all could have let me go out on the fucking PUA like everybody else. So it was just a lot, like, mentally, me and my kids, you know, we're always in the house. So that didn't bother us that we had to stay in the house. It kind of was good. I saved so much gas. I saved so much gas not having to drive to school, not having to drive to drop my kids to and from school. I saved so much gas. So I was actually, the pandemic for me was a blessing. I feel like for me it was a blessing because it would give you the opportunity that you either was going, you know, keep going, or you was going to just use it as an opportunity to crash. It was many people that was telling me, oh my God, girl, you got a business you've been established since 2018. You need to go for the PPP. Girl, they giving out the money. I'm fine with it. I get it. But I also, I'm just
not pressed on it.
Yeah.
It's just certain stuff that I don't mind. I've been grinding for
and
this
I just,
whole time. And
seeing so many black people, especially black people caught up and PPP scams, because people didn't have businesses, of course. They were just lying. And it was just like, I just didn't want them to even look at me.
To investigate my business.
And that's the sad part,
like,
about it, because I'm like,
I
just didn't even want them to fucking look at me. Child. But financial-wise, it was like an up and down. Like, it didn't bother me, because then, like I said, for me, my business is more than about just making money. Making money is a great part of the business, but it's more about making people understand where I'm coming from. Like, I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
So I noticed a lot of the companies that was, child, I had to unsubscribe from so many, sending emails, like stuff like that. We know it's the pandemic, use 20% off. Baby, how about just not even promoting to spend nothing, okay?
True.
We don't know who was on their last dollars. I know there's plenty of people that I had reached out to, and I brought them kids a pack of diapers, I'll ship it to their house or something. Like, it was that bad. And for me, just because I don't broadcast stuff on my business websites, or I just don't post it ever, I'm always helping people when they're, like, constantly, like, hitting me up. And I'd be like, you know what? If I got it, I'll extend it. And for me, that's the gratitude of a charity. That's the gratitude of being genuine. I don't ever talk about the people I help. This, I mean, even when I had stopped working at one point, I was still helping people. And I was doing that, you know, just off of everything. So I feel like the pandemic was a blessing and a curse. And it was just like, Are you going to focus more on the curse, or are you going to focus more on that blessing? And I focus more on the blessing. That's why I kept going.
I can feel you. That's respect. That is definitely respect. And I'm sorry to hear about your mother. You know, the situation was. That's a lot to take in, though. You know, that's really a lot between dealing with this pandemic and dealing with your mom mentally, and then dealing with stuff financially. It's just like, it really do be a lot on everybody. Mm-hmm. And I really do can understand that completely, though. But so I seen you opening up a shop, young lady. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about this shop that you're finally getting a chance to open.
So I finally got my brick and mortar. I told myself in 2018 and in 2019 I was going to be opening me a physical location in 2021. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I manifested it. I was serious about it. I was determined. And I now am at 2870 Richmond Road, Suite 107.
So what's up with this business shower? You know we gotta get more business showers going out here anyway. So let's start this.
Everybody has baby showers. Everybody is donating to people baby showers, but nobody ever donates to people with business showers. Business shower is just to help a person who's launching a business. Even though I'm established, it's to help me now that I have a physical location. There's still classes and things I want to be able to offer service-wise that I want to still be able to afford. I don't do business loans. I don't take out business loans. I refuse to. The purpose of me launching the business is not to be tied up in loans for 30, 40 years to pass down to my generation. It's to make sure that I'm maintaining a legit business with funds earned or donated. That's just what it is. I put everything that I get into my business. I don't ever put it into my own pocket. Now, I finally just started paying myself, but for the most part, everything goes back into my business. That's how I just feel. I feel like the first few years, I really shouldn't be making no earnings off of it. Everything should be going to my business.
There you go.
With the business loan, there's two classes I want to take to finish off on what I'm trying to do. I don't want to be just a licensed cosmetologist. There's more I just want to do. Like, and I'm taking my wigs. I already got medical wigs. I'm trying to take my wigs to the level that I wanted to be at. I'm trying to take my hair services and beauty service to the level that I want them to be for Simply Irresistible. Mm-hmm. Tools, products, just things I need to keep me afloat. The amount I put actually can cover up to 2 years of rent in my space. So I don't have to worry about that either. So that's my goal. So anything can help, whether it's $10, whether it's $100, you know.
That's good.
So it's highly appreciated.
So let me take you back real quick to something you just mentioned about your medical that leads into cosmetology. So can you explain it a little bit more into what you mean by that? Like,
so I am a registered medical assistant. I have been working in the hospitals and working with adults with disabilities for over 15 years. I've done mobile phlebotomy for... It's 2021, so about 7 years. I'm still going to maintain my medical license. So my thing is taking everything, utilizing it together. So I love beauty. Mm-hmm. I love the medical field. So everything I'm doing is focusing on now the health and beauty in the medical field. There's people that I've worked with, clients wise, they never had their hair done, they never had makeup done, they never had this. People never took them to see this. So me becoming a licensed trichologist and also offering microscalp pigmentation, that's what I'm trying to have as my luxury services for people who are suffering from those issues such as hair loss. They want hair replacements, things of that nature. Cancer, thyroid disease. And there's a lot of diseases and medications that can assist in it. Alopecia is really bad. You have areata alopecia. There's so many different forms of alopecia. There's so many different forms of hair loss. There's so many different forms of... It's so much. Like, it's a lot to learn. It's a lot. And I'm like, that's what I want to specialize in. I want, like I say, I don't want to just be your average hairstylist. I want to do that, but I also want to do more. So I do beauty service. I already do makeup. I'll be doing semi-permanent makeup, permanent hair replacements, all them things in that nature. So that's why the classes I want to take, so I can be able to offer those services and be legally registered. There's also something I'm doing for my business, but I can't talk about that. I just want to, once I hear back from state board and it's a fucking rap, listen.
Yes.
Listen, excuse me from cursing, but y'all don't understand, like, I'll be making moves. I may not talk about anything. I may not do anything. But, baby, I'll be making moves. And I'm damn proud of myself, okay?
I'm proud of you, too, young lady. Yes, let's go.
Thank you.
All right, so what is it that you all do at your new shop that's coming once you get your certifications?
You said what is all gonna be what?
What is all your services that's gonna be like?
So I'll be doing makeup. I'm already a licensed lash technician, so of course lashes, makeup. Dang, forgot to get the stuff I was there. Lashes, makeup, hair services, hair replacement services. I'll be helping people with different regimens and trying to help their hair healthily and naturally grow back in. I definitely will be focusing on natural hair. I have children, you know, we're natural over here. We don't do relaxers. I know how to do relaxers.
You know.
But we don't do relaxers. Even under these wigs and weaves, we are very natural. We take care of our natural hair. So that's my goals, and just to maintain. Mm-hmm. I just want to be able, like I said, where I'm located at, it's no reason I shouldn't be offering luxury service. My salon is in a very beautiful suite. It's in a very beautiful salon. And to just not offer the luxury that is deserved is just like, I'm short-timing myself, you know?
Hey, there you go. Well, Ms. Chris Hudson. I say Chris Hudson. Miss Hudson actually have to go because she got a, you know, she on a time limit. And I do appreciate her for taking her time out today. For interviewing with me today in our show of No Salt. Yes. You know, I do appreciate you for coming in, Chrissy. Can you tell everybody your tags though? Because even though I'm gonna put in a link also in the caption, can you just let everybody know where to reach you at officially, like to order your hair, where we can reach you at for, like, you know, just to check out your page and wise. Yes, okay. Book your appointments.
So, my website is Simply Irresistible. It's www.simplyirresistible.shop. That's S-I-S. I said S-I-S, child. S-I-M-P-L-Y-I-R-R-E-S-I-S-T-I-B-L-E.shop. My Instagram handle is __simply_irresistible_. My Twitter is __SIrresistible. My Facebook, you can actually just type in Simply Irresistible Beauty LTD because I'm a limited liability company. So you guys can look me up. I'm legally registered. If you need to contact me for any service, you can actually call my business phone. That's 859-965-9338. Or you can shoot me an email, DM. Listen, as soon as I'm able to respond, for the most part, I probably will be hiring for a virtual assistant soon. I know I will be hiring for an in-salon assistant soon, and I'll be making that posted. You guys, please stay tuned. Please make sure you subscribe to my email list. I'm always more so talking in there than I am on anything else because they deserve the best. That's why you subscribe. You deserve private conversation. You deserve the exclusives. You deserve everything that comes. So make sure you guys subscribe. When you open the website, a link will pop up telling you to put your email in. Go on and put that email in. Going to put it in, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I want to, and we will see y'all next time on No Salt.
Oh shit! I said the dress is falling here.